Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo at 10 minutes after 8. Despite the doom and gloom surrounding Britain's financial situation and the constant shadow of Brexit looming, new research shows the UK is actually in a very healthy position when it comes to tech investment. The Tech Nation report, published today in association with the World Economic Forum, shows tech scale-ups delivered the majority of all tech investments in the UK in 2018, and doing pretty good in the East as well. Dr. George Windsor is Head of Insights at Tech Nation, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
Thanks for speaking to us. I guess we better explain what a tech scale-up actually is.
Yeah, absolutely. So we tend to refer to tech startups, and they're much smaller, earlier stage companies. Scale-ups are those companies that are really fast-growing, but they have at least 10 employees. So we're looking at those companies almost a little bit further down that journey. And they're the sort of companies, as we've seen from the research that was published today, that are really driving the tech sector forward in the UK. They're the likes of Monzo, Deliveroo, Just Eat, and they've previously been on Tech Nation programmes, so we're very familiar with their scale-up journey.
So these are almost everyday companies, aren't they? Monzo, of course, does one of the, I guess it's, is Challenger Bank the right phrase for them? Because they don't have branches, but they'll send you a card in the post and you can use it like any other bank.
That's absolutely right. And what I think sets these sort of companies apart, obviously, is the technology they use, but it's also really putting consumers at the heart of the process. For many tech companies that we've looked at recently, it's that shift in thinking about, I guess, mass markets through to personalization, and that really sets Monzo apart.
Mm. I'm interested as well, you mentioned Just Eat there as well, and Deliveroo, another one. We were chatting, because it's Eat Cambridge, as you might know, this fortnight, and I was chatting at the weekend to a group of chefs, and one of them was saying, well, you know, there is a problem with services like Just Eat and Deliveroo, because they're discouraging people in part from going into town and having a nice meal out. So I guess the concern is they're giving to one part of the economy, but they're actually taking away from another one.
Yeah, and I think tech is obviously inherently a disruptor, and it's going to change the way we interact with products and services. So it's no surprise to me that was sort of mentioned. But actually, Just Eat and Deliveroo, they do open up a whole host of opportunities. What they do is give people choice. They're not a substitute for going out to eat, but actually they give people the choice to be able to do that. And I think that's what tech is really good for. It's opening up opportunities to everyone.
Mm. I'm going to have to mention the B word, I think, at this point. What happens, though, when we leave the EU? Because a lot of these firms, particularly those based around Cambridge, they might have received investment from the number of investment companies, some of the private equity firms, or they might even, some of them, have received EU grants. Some of those are going to be worried this morning, whatever the figures are saying in your report.
Yeah, but what I would really stress is connectivity. So I think regardless of what happens with the Brexit process, we know from the research that it's really important for UK tech companies to stay connected. I think it's a different question to talk about EU funding, but actually we've seen in Cambridge that it's second only to London when it comes to investment made into tech scale-ups at £582 million. That's incredibly impressive, and it shows that Cambridge is a really strong player, not only in the UK, but on the international tech scene. And I think that's not going to change. The one thing that will change is the need to maintain connectivity. And I think that companies right across the country are going to have to keep looking, further than these shores and connecting with fellow entrepreneurs and potential collaborators overseas. And that's one of the things that we drew out in the report. It's actually what cities are some of our core UK clusters, twinned based on investment patterns. And really interestingly, we saw that Cambridge was twinned with Istanbul and Prague, two great global tech players. And based on investment trends over the last 4 years, they're exhibiting, I guess, similar characteristics. So how can we start to build more bridges between these global tech cities.
It is interesting, isn't it? Because two things spring to mind there. The first of them is that, as you've probably seen when you come into Cambridge, on the signs were twinned with places, I think, in France and Germany. Lucy, help me out here. Where are we twinned with?
You put me on the spot now, can't remember. Yes, we are twinned with Germany and France. Yeah.
Heidelberg,
that's the one.
The point being, I guess, from what you're saying there, really, we should be sending some people from the council over to Istanbul and Prague to make some good relations there too.
Well, why not? I think that it's really important to maintain our connections with our European neighbours, but actually it's really important too to widen our reach. And we should be thinking about connections right across the world. We know that the UK is really strongly performing, and you mentioned that stat around scale-ups. We really think that scale-ups are driving UK tech advantage. How can we make that even more the case? How can we connect with others and really boost innovation in the UK by twinning up with different cities across the world?
The other thing that came through my mind, there are quite a few tech companies, and it's also, I don't know why it surprises me, but you know, you can go, I don't know, around an electrical retailer, and the number of products that, and pretty good products, which are coming out of Turkey.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And we see in a survey that we conducted with over 5,300 respondents that actually Turkey is viewed by many overseas as being a particularly strong tech nation. But what I would say is that it's also about the communities behind these different cities. It's all well and good talking about companies, but really this is a people business, and tech can sometimes obscure that. What we've seen in Cambridge coming out really strongly is that there's an extremely, dense cluster of meet-up activity. People sort of meeting up,
yes.
Maybe having a beer and a pizza, or just discussing ways of working, entrepreneurship, software development, and that's really important.
Does this then create alliances and collaborations between the company, or does it just help people to poach each other's staff?
I wouldn't say that it does the latter. I mean, it just opens up routes for communication. It's really quite core to the idea that the more people are talking, the more knowledge is shared, the higher productivity will be. And we know from our previous research that Cambridge sees particularly high productivity amongst tech companies, and it has a great density of tech.
I just wonder, I'm putting you on the spot here, having already done this to Lucy in the course of the last few minutes, I'm probably about to do the same to you. Is there, you know, a particular company, one of these you were referring to, the scale-ups in Cambridge, which, you know, we should really, really be keeping an eye on here?
Yeah, well, we recently were in Cambridge, and actually we've got a representative, Lucy, from 5AI coming to our Tech Nation report launch this afternoon and speaking on the panel. I think 5AI are a really great example of an AI company based in Cambridge doing some really innovative work. So do check them out. And like I said, they will be talking at the Tech Nation launch event this afternoon. So log into the live stream if you want to see what Lucy has to say.
Might very well do that. We always pay attention to what Lucy has to say on this programme. George, thank you very much. Fascinating speaking to you this morning. Good luck with the launch this afternoon. And yeah, we'll take care of that on the live stream. Are you live streaming on Facebook or on the website, or maybe both?
Be on Facebook, so yeah, check it out.
Okay, that's good. Dr. George Windsor, Head of Insights at Tech Nation, takes us to 8:18.
Cambridge 105 Radio.